This is an executive summary of interval funds versus non-traded rights, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Interval funds and non-traded rights are often mentioned in the same breath because both offer access to illiquid, income-producing investments outside the public markets, but they're genuinely different vehicles. An interval fund is a registered closed-end fund, under the Investment Company Act of 1940, that makes scheduled, periodic repurchase offers, typically quarterly, for a set portion of shares, at net asset value, giving it a mandated liquidity mechanism. A non-traded right is a right structure focused on real estate, subject to the 90% distribution rule, whose liquidity comes through a discretionary redemption program the board can gate or suspend. For how it compares to its listed and private cousins, see our private versus public versus non-traded right comparison. They differ in structure, fund versus right, holdings. Interval funds can hold diversified, multi-asset portfolios. Non-traded rights hold real estate, liquidity mechanics, scheduled versus discretionary, and tax reporting. This guide explains what an interval fund is, how its repurchases work, how it differs from a non-traded right, and which suits your goals. Both are illiquid and suit longer-term investors. Verify the current rules with your advisor, and remember past performance doesn't guarantee future results. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.